I thank you. For all of you that this is your beginning event, and you don't know what everybody's clapping for, I'm Jay-Z Knight, I'm not Ramtha. And the last time I came and talked to a beginning CNE, I think, was back in 1985 or something like that. And so we had some requests to come down and to let you guys see who I am, because you're going to be introduced to Ramtha very shortly, and you can kind of compare the two of us. So thank you very much, and be seated, please. I don't really know what to say to you, except that I'm really happy that you came. And I'm happy that you came to see what all of the talk is about, and to see what your relatives and your friends and people that you care about are interested in. Or maybe you're just coming to see the person that the media has such a problem with. And so you can discern for yourself if I'm real or if I'm not real, but I really am real. But I would like to welcome you to Ramtha School of Enlightenment and to our humble meeting place. I started with Ramtha back in 1977 in Tacoma, Washington. By coincidence, my husband and I had just read about making pyramids and that you can dehydrate food underneath them. It was the new thing that was out there. And Washington's a little behind the times, so I'm sure it had already hit California 10 years earlier. And we were just getting it in the Pacific Northwest. And so he was a very precise man, and he went about making these little pyramids and making them to the size of Giza. And we put everything underneath them, bologna, wine, cockroaches, you know, old tennis shoe. I thought, they said, well, it would just do all these things. And so we had all these pyramids all over the house, everywhere. You couldn't walk in the house. And I was so excited about this. And there was somewhere inside of me that I knew that there was a truth connected to this silly thing. But I didn't want to tell the neighbors, and I didn't want my friends to come over. And the phone was near one, and so you always had to move close to the kitchen sink and lean over the sink to answer the phone, because you didn't want to disturb it off of 19 degrees off of True North. I think that's the one the bologna was under. And it was at this, sort of like what you're going to happen to you this weekend. It was at this outrageous, shameful, experimental time in my life that after being utterly exhausted and doing this behind closed doors, and it was exciting and it was forbidden, and they used to burn people for doing this, and it was at that, now I understand in retrospect and looking back, that my consciousness opened up. In other words, my mind opened up. And I was open to a new level of thought, or perhaps a new science. And it was through that opening in my brain and through my mind that I had an acceptance of this, obviously, because they were all over the kitchen. And that acceptance allowed a being to come into my life. And it didn't happen at midnight, it happened in the afternoon. And this being appeared in my kitchen. Never get tired of seeing this being. And this being appeared in my kitchen and told me some wonderful things. My husband, who was sitting there, never saw him, but the compass that was sitting on the table that he used to align the pyramid started spinning like a propeller, and he could hear it humming. And he saw in the kitchen like a heat wave coming up from the floor. And he knew that there was something going on, because I slipped into another place and I had the wonderful communication. And from that day of opening the door of my mind to allow to the concept of putting milk underneath pyramids, that was such an outrageous idea, instead of putting it in the refrigerator, that idea allowed a marvelous event in my life. And seeing is believing to me. I saw, but I had people in my life who didn't see. And who should I believe? Those that didn't see, or what I did see? Who do I believe in my life? Those who couldn't feel, or what I was washed in and illuminated and bathed in? For some reason, I got to see. And Ramtha tutored me for about... My family saw incredible, miraculous things. My oldest son had a healing from this entity. My oldest son, the turning point of my life, and because my son had, as of the sixth grade, he has an allergy problem that he was allergic to everything except water. And they took and did the little patches on his back and made the grid and tested him, and he had terrible nerves and very insecure, and his, we had to have a special serum made up for Brandy, and he had to have these shots twice a week. And if he didn't have the shot, his face blew up and his hands blew up and he got really red and he had a lot of pain. So one day he came home from school, and this was 2 days after he'd had his shot, and he came into the living or up in the bedroom, and he was all swollen and he was terrified. I mean, his hands looked like rubber gloves had been blown up, and his face was large. He had a friend with him, and he was panicked, and I reached for the telephone to call the doctor to take him to the hospital. And Ram, the being that I've been given the opportunity to see, was standing in the corner of the bedroom, and he just said to me, he said, "We can heal this in a moment." Now, do I still call the doctor? My child is suffering. Do I still call the doctor? And it was so strong. My protectiveness of my child was so strong that putting the phone back down was a gigantic leap of faith. And Ram said, "Take his hands, set him on the bed." He sat down. I took his hands. His hands were bigger than mine. Put my hands over them. And he said, "Tell him this and ask him to repeat it." And so I told him, and Brandy sat there, and he repeated it. And when it was over with, the whole affirmation lasted less than a minute. And when we finished repeating that, I took my hands off his hands, and they were normal. And in less than a minute, his body transformed from being swollen and red and suffering pain to my normal sixth grader. And that was witnessed by his friend. He, of course, immediately started jumping on my bed and screaming that he was healed, and he was looking in the mirror, and I just sat there dumbfounded. I was shocked. And my son, Brandy. My son Brandy, who had this happen to him, and I survived his teenage years, and he did too, and he's here at the ranch taking care of things and loves the work. So Brandy was my miracle and my leap of faith that committed me to Ramtha and his great work. So I wanted you to meet this person who no longer has allergies. Thanks, Brandy. Well, I had, I was a dentist wife, and we were supposed to act like social creatures, and I had this whole phenomenon exploding in my house on Edgemere Drive. And the IRS retired agents that lived across the street couldn't know anything. And the miracles were happening. This being was in my life following me to Nordstrom's, to Safeway, teaching me not to judge people, and to look at people and start to find the God in them, the beauty in them, which you cannot imagine how hard that was. And you don't know how hard it is until you're asked to start looking. And you look in really stinky places, and you have to find God. And the Ram taught me for 2 years that God was not a single being, but was everyone. And that the force of nature was the platform in which God, as being everyone, dreamed the dreams of evolution. And that God as man was greatest realized when he made such leaps of faith to create and to dream dreams and to create them in the physical world. And that was my teaching for 2 long years. And then Ram said to me one day, he said, well, we're going to start this work. I said, what work? Well, so he showed me what it was, and he showed me the future, and he showed me people sitting around, and the Ram overlaid on my body, and my body being used as a vehicle. I didn't understand the brain, and I didn't understand consciousness, and I didn't understand the separation between the spirit and the body. I only identified myself as a body. So I didn't understand how Ramtha was going to use me as an instrument to teach through. And so that has taken even up till yesterday morning to understand, and it's taken this long for me to understand what I am, that I'm not my body, that I am something greater than that. And Ram uses the body to teach. So I said to him after I saw this horrifying thing about getting up in front of all these people and stretching my legs out and swelling my neck up and barking like some ancient person, and was horrible. I had no reference point to this, and so he sent me a runner, a set of books called The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. He said, read these, you'll understand what I am and what you will become. And I did, and I was still scared. And so I kept remembering Brandy, and I kept remembering all the wonderful things about looking at the lady at Safeway and finding God within her. And she smelled bad, and her kids looked terrible, but he made me look again and say, now find the beauty in that person. Well, when I made the commitment to do this work, I remembered all of these things, and I said, how bad can this be? What is the worst thing I'm going to suffer? Like humiliation, of course. And so I said to him, I said, why don't you just do this? You know, you can come out here and do this. And I'll be your secretary or whatever it is that you need. I'm a great dentist wife, you know. I can organize, cook for people and stuff. And said, because they said, God is man and a woman. And God has always been portrayed as a man. And that God is neither man or woman. That God is a spirit, a consciousness, that can inhabit the body of a woman or the body of a man or the body of a child. And they said, all you have to do is provide the body. They'll see the woman, but they won't understand. Because when they hear me, which means he uses my brain, and he forms this fabulous knowledge you're going to hear coming out of my own mouth, you get confused. Because then you look at me and you say, how could this woman know all of this? Well, clearly she's a fraud. Well, how did the fraud know all of this stuff? I just want to know. How does the fraud know this? But it's easy then, because it is intimidating in a sense that you're going to learn a lot of stuff, but you want to qualify the teacher. And there have been people who've left the school and said, oh, it's just Jay-Z night pretending. Pretending? But what is sort of sad about that is that all of the knowledge that in the final analysis healed my son and many other people in the school, and that taught people how to be lofty and grand and godlike was dismissed because it was just me. What a tragedy, and what a sad note for the world. That's why the world has all these problems. So I understood what it was that he wanted to do. Now listen, I said to him, why me? Because I said, I am really simple. I never finished college. I've been a poor person in my life. I'm uneducated and uncultured. And he said, exactly. Exactly. Simple beauty that loves God. And that's true of me. And all of my life I have loved God, and I've depended on God because I couldn't depend upon anyone else, whatever God was. And belief, I am very strong and very intent. And if I set out to do something, I always do it. This was an attribute for the work. And finally, I read recently, after all these years of being criticized as being a fraud and a fake and a charismatic cult leader and all that garbage, it all hurt because no one ever knew the great work that was happening in these walls and the beautiful things that were happening with people's lives. And it wasn't for me to go out there and to say, no, you're wrong, and get into it. The school had to grow and bear fruit. There had to be people who could be as God, and there had to be women who could act outside of the domain of the feminine. They had to be beings with enormous compassion without the need to survive. There had to be women who were quite Christ-like. There had to be people who could be healed, not by their faith, but by their knowledge. There had to be minds that were transformed from ignorance to genius. And the fruit of Ramtha's work would bloom in the world. It was never made to be popular. It was never made to be a fad. It was created so that a light could be lit inside of all of our souls again. And that this teacher, as outrageous as this concept is, has done that so far. For all of the people that brought you here, and for all of the individuals that are your family members, the reason they're here is because their soul is awakened inside of them. And that's why it's called the Great Work. I recently read, after all this pain, and I've been called terrible things. I have been called the devil's daughter. I have been called Satan's demigoddess. I'm glad they said goddess. And, cult leader. I am not a cult. I am not a cult leader. That was proven in Superior Court. I am not that. All of those things hurt, but the dentist wife back in 1977 was afraid of all those things, because what would people think after all? And so the pain over the years has gotten a lot better, because I love what I do. And the end of my life, I want to be able to look back on my life and say, I planted a tree, and that tree grew, and the fruit was sweet. Ram said to me once, he said, I chose you because of your simplistic dedication and your love of God. And recently, my favorite author of all time and mystic that ever lived, Jacob Boheme, he wrote that he was a simple man in his life in the 14th century, a shoe cobbler, as a matter of fact. And he was uneducated. He could only speak the language of his native people. But he had an intense love of God, and one day when he was shining a silver pot, that he shined it so brightly that the light in the pot caught him in his mind, sort of like that pyramid did to me. And something came through to Jacob Boheme. It was called enlightenment, and it was called truth. And it caught him up in a rapture that then he dedicated the rest of his life to living what he saw that moment. And towards the end of his days, after he had written over 300 books in about 19 foreign languages, He was able, he knew everything. He knew how to play instruments. He could write with his left hand and his right hand at the same time. He had fully developed himself in his brain. In other words, God used him and he bloomed. And he said towards the end of his life, he said, people used to scorn me and say, why you, you simple fool? And he said, and I tell you, he said, God loves fools, especially simple ones, because the more simple and the more humble they are, the more beautiful God's radiance shines through them. Because there is no intellect, there is no dentist wife, there is no neighbors, there is no politically correct people or thoughts to get in the way of that manifestation. So I come here today to show you and to welcome you that it was always important before for people to see the difference between Ramtha and myself. And I always felt it was important because I wanted people to so believe what this great being that I've been given the privilege to see all of these years has to teach you and what you have to learn. And today when I stand out here in front of you, it's not such an important thing anymore to me, because if you come these 2 days and then you walk away and say, oh, bah humbug, I no longer take that personally. I'm just sad for you, because the people that were responsible in bringing you here have taken a great journey in this life, and that is to know God through the eradication of their ignorance, their prejudice, and their lack. And the path that they choose may not be politically correct today, but one day very soon, it will have been the only path to have selected. And so I'm Jay Z Knight. Good or bad, I was what this teacher selected, and this is the body that he selected. And I love what my life has been up until today. And it has been a hard and murderous road. And I am grateful to be here to welcome you. And the one great advice I can give you is to listen to everything that you hear. And if you don't believe it, just remember this. 35,000 years ago, the people who lived on this earth were called Cro-Magnon. And supposedly, according to science, they lived in caves and ate with bones and were kind of crude people. Now just imagine if you was to be born 35,000 years ago and you said, hey, why are you using this fire? Don't you know what electricity is? Hey, why are you burying this person? They're not even dead. Don't you know what aspirins are? Why are you walking this long journey? Don't you know how to saddle a horse? Oh, you don't know what a horse is. And they look at you and they go, that is a nut. Where did that person come from? Who do they think they are trying to change our attitudes? Just remember, 35,000 years ago, what you know today would have been just as outrageous and unbelievable to man back then as what you're about to hear in these 2 days. And just remember that what you're learning in the next 2 days is our future. So welcome to Ramtha School of Enlightenment, the Great Hall. Thank you. I want to say it will take a little bit for me to get out of these clothes and pull my hair back and for me to leave so that the next person that you see in this body will sort of look like this body and maybe talk like this body, but you may find a difference. So I invite you to listen to what Vicky is going to be telling you about your events. And we'll have a little break, and the Ram will be back with you then. God bless you. Thank you.